Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I love kids.
It starts with believing you can do it.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You've got to set a good example.
Hey, no biting. Uh-uh.
And give a whole lot of love.
I love you so much.
And you'll get a whole lot back, too. The rest? Well, that's up to you. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. This is a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. I'm your host, Joy Keyes, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keyes, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keyes. And send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@hotmail.com. Wow, past 500,000 downloads of the show. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for your support. I really appreciate it, and I hope that you enjoy the shows and share them with your friends and family. Well, today, I just had to have this young man on. Wow, do I say talent? Did you hear talent? Like, boom, as the kids say, just crazy talent. He speaks Italian. He was just with Common. He's just been cast, or he was cast in The Butler, directed by Lee Daniels, coming out later this year. Talent, talent, talent. Michael Rainey Jr., good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Wow, you are, like, impressive. And I saw the film yesterday, Love, and I just left kind of quiet for a little because it was so much to digest, so many levels to it. You know, really, it was so many levels. I guess, yeah, let's get with the first question. You're a young actor, and in the beginning, I read that you were in a film in Italy. How did that happen?
Italian singer's music video. His name is Tiziano Ferro. And the Italian director for the film, he saw the video and he found some way to contact my mom. And we ended up going to Italy for like 9 months and we were shooting and we started shooting the film.
Wow, 9 months. You just got up and went over there. What about school and things like that? Your friends and family?
Well, I'm homeschooled, so it wasn't too difficult for that. And for my friends and family, I just go on Skype and stuff.
Skype. I love Skype. That's the best, you know?
Yeah.
Do you do FaceTime with your friends and family, too, like when you're traveling?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
But my iPad broke, so.
Ooh, yeah. Summer. Yeah. Well, let me tell the audience, the name of that movie was Un Altro Mondo, and they can get that online and purchase that. And I saw a couple clips of that, and when I saw the first clip, you were crying, and it was in the middle of the street with, I guess, the main character, and you were just rambling off in Italian. I was like, whoa, wait a second, is he American? I thought he was American. He speaks extra subtitles there. So that's a great skill to have, to be multilingual. Do you speak any other languages?
No, I'm getting to start to speak Spanish because Italian and Spanish are so similar to each other. So I'm just trying to start speaking Spanish.
Yeah, that's a good language to have. I think I told you before we got on the air, I had to speak Polish because I was overseas for several weeks, and then when you talk to so many different people, like I speak a little French and I speak some African, so it just, you kind of pick things up based on, you know, where you are, you know, what you're doing. Yeah. So now you're with Common. You were with Common. Were you nervous? Were you scared? Danny Glover, like powerhouse talent there also.
Well, working with Common, I wasn't nervous or scared. I was really excited because he's one of my favorite rappers. So getting to work with him, I was really stoked to work with him.
And how about Danny Glover and Dennis and There's so many other wonderful talent. Michael Williams.
Yeah. I was excited, too, because they're legends in the acting business, and I want to be just like them when I grow up.
Yeah. Well, I think you're on the right path. In the movie were some very emotional, some violent scenes.
Yes.
What did you do? Did you actually learn how to drive? Because you were driving
yes.
a car. You did?
Yes, I did.
Wow, so that was really you driving. That wasn't being pulled by, a crane.
No, that was really me driving.
Wow. Tell me how old you are again.
I'm 12.
You're 12, and you were driving the car.
Yeah, when the first AD, he taught me how to drive. As soon as we got to Baltimore, we went to a parking lot in a mini mall.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And
just started practicing.
Yep.
So you just picked up things very quickly. You picked up Italian, now you picked up driving. Were you, now they had you holding a gun.
Yeah.
And your character mentions that it's heavy. Did they use a real gun, or was it like a mock-up, or how did they handle
it? It was a real gun, but it was a real gun, but it had blanks, so.
It had blanks, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Now, you know, we have a lot of things going on with guns now in the country, and people, you know, have people talked to you about that scene or those scenes where you're holding a gun, or how do people across the country feel about you doing that type of thing in the movie?
Well, I haven't heard, people say anything about it, when we go to, the screenings. But I don't like guns at all. I don't like holding guns. I don't like shooting guns. I don't like... But I do like playing a lot of games, action games.
What's your favorite video game?
Well, my favorite video game is NBA 2K13.
Okay. What's the longest you played it?
I don't really play video games for a long time because my eyes start to hurt after a while. So
I'm
playing the games. I just read a book or something for an hour, and then I go back to play the game.
Okay, so you
play
switch up back and forth.
Yeah. Play the game for 1 hour, read for 1 hour. Play the game for 1 hour, read for 1 hour.
What are you reading now?
Well, right now I'm not reading anything. I just finished a book. So,
What was the book you finished about?
I gotta go find it because I don't remember.
That's because you've been traveling so much.
Yes.
We talked earlier about how you were traveling a lot, and now you're home. So the traveling, you said, is exciting, but then it's tiring, yes?
Yes, very tiring. Kind of sucks because you start to miss your bed after a while, so.
Yeah.
But
So what's your favorite place so far that you visited, besides Italy, of course?
That's a hard one. I visited a lot of places. I do go to Jamaica a lot, but that's just a regular because my family is from Jamaica. But places that are really far, I like Africa.
Mm.
That was great there.
Where did you go in Africa?
I went to Kenya. Nairobi, Kenya.
Wow, beautiful.
Yes, it was amazing over there.
What did you see in Kenya? Did you go on a safari?
Yeah, we went on the safari. I saw 8 lions. I saw a cheetah. I saw some hyenas. One time this was for the Italian film. We went to Africa.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were filming the Italian film, and there was this one place we were sleeping in these huge tents, and they were it was like a house, but it was a tent. And we were woken up by a hippo. It was right in front of our tent. And all we hear was... I was like, oh, my gosh. And there was a centipede there, too. And it sucked so bad because after 10 o'clock, they turn off the lights. They turn off the electricity. And I was so scared. I was like, it's pitch black over there. There's
like,
no,
yeah, there's, like no lights. Yeah, like,
yeah,
like
no
fires. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Wow.
It was really scary.
So in the movie Love, you have the emotional scenes, and there's a scene where you have to do, like, the drug deal, and, like, you're crying, and, you need some water, you all right?
I'm good.
Okay. So how do you deal with the crying? What are you thinking about when you're crying? Are you thinking about the scene or something else that happened to you to make you cry? How do you get to the point where you're crying?
Sometimes I do think about the scene, but mostly I, like, think about bad things that can happen to people I love, and I just,
mm-hmm.
and I always ask the director to give me a second, because it takes a while.
Yeah.
Not really a while,
yeah.
but it takes, like, a couple minutes to get
mm-hmm.
into character. But, yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
So did you guys have any funny things that happened on set? Any crazy, like, silly stuff going on?
Yes. There's, I'm about to put comment on blast, but it's okay.
Uh-oh.
You know the scene when we get out of the elevator and he goes to give the flowers to the lady?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
We were in the elevator walking out, and he said he had a present for me. And he, and when we were walking out of the elevator, he farted.
What? Oh, my God. You just put comment on blast. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You're so bad. That's bad. Hold on a second. I think we have a caller. Hold on a second. Good afternoon, caller. You're calling from 718 area code. Hi, did you have a question? Okay, they're just listening. That's okay. You can just listen. If you do want to call in, then call in number 646-929-0368, and we'd love to hear from you. So, oh, my God, okay, now when I see comment, if I ever, I'm going to be like, Michael Rainey told me that you farted. Oh, my God, that's some good dirt. That's good. So now, when you had to, let me not give the whole movie away. Everybody should go check out the movie Love, support the wonderful acting by so many talented actors, old school, me and being in the business. But this new young actor, Michael Rainey, you can also check out his website, MichaelRaineyJr.com. Follow him on Twitter, Michael Rainey Jr. On Twitter. Now you're in The Butler. That's,
yes.
I mean, you're just jumping from, like, major production to major production here.
Yes.
Where's the downtime? I mean, did you already shoot some scenes for The Butler?
Yeah, actually, we finished a long time ago, and I just went back yesterday. Well, the day
okay.
before yesterday, they added a scene, and we just filmed that. But it took us
okay.
like 20 minutes to film that scene. It was really fast.
That's fast, because a lot of times I hear, like, 10 takes, you know, from different angles for one scene,
yeah.
you know. Yeah.
Yeah, but working on The Butler was a lot of fun, because it
yeah.
was the first time I actually, like, worked with kids. And it wasn't like we were working. It was kind of like we were just free, and it was just a lot
mm-hmm.
of fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Because sometimes
yeah.
work can be tiring. All the lights and
yeah.
waiting around in your trailer, and you know eating you know the craft foods and stuff
yeah.
like that. You know.
Sometimes
yeah.
the craft food could be pretty good.
Oh,
especially
really?
Like when it's lunchtime and it's catering. So good.
Mm-hmm.
They had,
one
time they had baked duck, and I didn't even know it was duck. I thought it was chicken, and I
okay.
had it, and it was really good, too. It kind of tasted like steak and a mix of chicken, too. So
yeah.
after that, one of the guys, he told me it was duck, and at first I was disgusted, but then it tasted really good. But at first
probably
I was like,
probably because
oh,
it was
God.
Made well.
Yeah,
yeah,
I was like, oh, God.
You ate duck? Oh no!
Because my mom, she ate duck before, and she said it was like it was like kind of rubbery and greasy and stuff. And
oh,
I
they didn't
a,
make it right. Yeah,
yeah. So
yeah.
That's what I was expecting it to be, but it was chicken. I mean, it looked
it
like
chicken.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like chicken and it tastes like chicken and a mix of steak in it too, so
that's funny.
Weird.
So what's your favorite what do you like to eat? Like if you could eat anything every day, what would it be?
If I could eat anything every day, I would eat all the seafood in the world.
Seafood? You like seafood?
Yes, I love seafood. Especially
like
salmon.
Lobster? Salmon? Oh, salmon? You like salmon?
Yes. My mom makes
really good
salmon. She bakes it. And
okay.
Honey, it's so good.
Wow.
And, yeah. And I also
good.
Love lobster, too. That's my that's
lobster.
One of my favorites.
Well, do you get to like eat a lot of like different foods? What's the craziest thing other than duck? Have you eaten sushi?
Oh, I love sushi.
You love
I
sushi?
I love sushi, yeah.
Okay. Look at
when
you.
When I was like 8,
uh-huh.
me and my uncle every Thursday we would go out to eat sushi. It was so good. I love sushi. I'm mad though because now the sushi place they moved because it was so close to my house. They had moved to the other side of where I live. I was really mad.
Okay.
No more.
Oh man. No more sushi. You got to find a new sushi hangout.
Yes.
All right, well, maybe somebody will tweet you a place. If you guys know a good sushi hangout somewhere on the East Coast, maybe, you know, tweet at Michael Rainey Jr. and let him know about the great sushi places that are in your area.
Yes.
So what do you see yourself doing in the future? Do you see continuing to be an actor or do you want to be a director? What do you see yourself
doing?
Yeah, I
want to be an actor.
You want to keep being an actor?
Yeah, I want to be like Mr. Danny Glover.
Yeah, he's a talent there. He's definitely done a lot of stuff. He's also a big activist, you know. He tries to help a lot of people going through stuff around the globe, in the United States and in Africa, too.
Yes.
Yeah, do you see yourself, are you doing any volunteering tomorrow for MLK Day, or are you going to just take a break because you've been traveling?
Well, I did, but I have a lot of other stuff to do. I'm working on this foundation for 8th to 10th graders. It's called the Michael Rainey Jr. Foundation, and I'm working on that. But I wish I could volunteer for them, okay, Day. But today I'm going to see my movie for the 20th time with all of my friends on 42nd Street. And I'm going to be really tired, so I just want to rest after that. And then hopefully I get to rest the whole week.
Before anything else happens.
Yes.
That's great. Well, you definitely deserve a break. The movie is wonderful. It has
Thank
so
you.
Many layers. Like I said, we didn't even, I don't want to give the whole movie away. We did talk about a couple scenes, but I would encourage everybody to go support Love and support Michael Rainey Jr. Follow him at Michael Rainey Jr. on Twitter. Also check out his website, michaelraineyjr.com. Look for him in The Butler coming up. And now you mentioned your organization. Tell me the name. Is it Michael Rainey?
Yes,
Junior
the
Foundation,
Michael Rainey Junior Foundation, yes.
And
yes.
Where can they go to learn? Is that on your website? They can learn more about that?
Well, tomorrow we're working on it and we're starting to put it out more.
Okay.
So, yeah. So we're working on that.
What's your foundation going to do? Is it going to help kids or?
It's gonna help some 8th to 10th graders like in the inner city and like violence. So it's something like how Woody, like the kind of place that Woody lives in Love,
mm-hmm.
and it's like about violence and stuff like that.
Right, helping them deal with that.
Yeah, violence and guns and stuff like that. Helping to.
Oh, wonderful.
Stop,
wonderful,
yeah.
That's great. Wow. Well, I'm going to let you go because I know you got a busy day to go see your movie with your friends, and I want to thank you again for calling on, and I will not mention to Carmen about the elevator incident. That's just between you and I and all the other people listening. Oops.
All the other people listening. We won't tell anybody else.
Don't tell anybody else what you heard here today. Oh, man. Michael, you're a blast. Thank you, honey,
thank
for
you.
Calling in, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I just got off the phone with Michael Rainey Jr., wonderfully, just very humble, talented young actor in the movie now called Love with Common, Danny Glover, and a whole bunch of other talented actors. And he holds his own toe-to-toe with these guys. I mean, wow. So go support the black actors doing some great things. Follow him on Twitter, Michael Rainey Jr. Check out his Facebook. He's under the Love Film. They have a Facebook page. And he has his own website, MichaelRaineyJr.com. Thank you so much for tuning into the show, and I hope you enjoyed it. The show will next week, I'm actually going to be doing a special show on 900 AM WURD. Again, 900 AM WURD, 11 AM to 12 PM. I'll give you some more updates. So follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook. I may be giving away some movie tickets. So you definitely want to follow or become a fan. Thank you so much for tuning in. And also send me an email. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com.
I'm Ellie the Mammoth, and my friend Sid the Sloth knows what being a great parent is all about.
I love kids.
It starts with believing you can do it.
I'm responsible, loving, nurturing.
You've got to set a good example.
Hey, no biting.
And give a whole lot of love.
I love you so much.
And you'll get a whole lot back, too. The rest? Well, that's up to you. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.